be kind to, you know, I started earlier on by, I wanted to talk something about teenagers, because I'm telling you the problems of hypertension. Did you know that there is an 18% increase in the incidence of hypertension in children in the last about 10 years? And that is on top of the previous rise, which was reported by Johns Hopkins people. I think they reported it about 15 years ago. So our children are anxious, getting obese. They worried. Are getting hypertensive. They are pre-diabetes. They are insulin toxic. And we don't realize that this is one of the worst forms of child abuse. You know, when people come from the Orient or the Chinese and we get all uptight about, you know, physically, you know, slapping them around, people from that part of the world, you know, they don't take a big offense out of this. I agree that there should be no physical abuse of children. That's not the issue. But I am comparing the child abuse which comes from your child, your little girl, your teenager girl is growing hair on her face. And you do not want to really dig deep into it and find out why she's insulin toxic. And from insulin toxicity comes the testosterone toxicity. And from that comes the acne, the facial hair, and then the anxiety and weight gain and the heart palpitations and all kinds of problems. Please give us the last closing time.
Please, 212-209.
Think of your teenage daughters.
Make that
think
pledge.
Of something of value that you have gotten from us. Call us 212-209.
Think of feeling good in the morning. 212-209-2950.
I think we have to give some time to Michael G. to set us up for the next program.
Sure.
So, Michael G., you tell us, can we go on for another 2 minutes?
Another minute and a half.
Another minute and a half. Michael G. has given us 90 seconds. So, for 90 seconds, we ask you, 212-209-295 is our number.
Remember, that's just $75 Pick up the phone. Each of those DVDs.
You can add to our joy. You can add to our strength. You can add to our desire to come back. You can add. You can validate us. Okay? You can tell us that these voices mean something to our community. You can tell us. If you don't feel the authenticity in our voice, I believe that if you did spend some time on the material, you allowed me in your house to do a house call, preferably with your cousins, with your daughters, with your sons.
Everyone
with your
watching.
I believe that you will say we have not betrayed you. I believe you will say WBI has been helpful to you. Michael G., thank you very much. This has been Science, Health and Healing. And my co-host, Janet Coleman.
And stay tuned after these announcements. Heart of Mine, Earth at Midnight, live here over WBAI.
WBAI management, staff, or current board. To view full candidate statements, visit www.elections.pacifica.org.
Hi, I'm Eve Moser. These elections are important, and so is your vote. Maybe you noticed that the previous election never took place. That's not a good sign. Meanwhile, a rogue national board is out to destroy Pacifica, and you can see a full account at pacificainexile.org. Bear in mind that the members of the national board are drawn from each local board, so vote carefully. Vote for Alex Steinberg, Bob Young, and all of us at electindycaucus2015.org. I'm Eve Moser, and thanks.
I'm Pauline Park. And I'm running for the board with the Justice and Unity campaign because I believe passionately in the crucial role WBAI can play with the right leadership. In 21 years of activism, I've co-founded several different LGBT organizations. I bring significant executive and board experience and a strong commitment to social justice. I'd also be the first openly transgendered person on the board. The current board majority has blocked movement on finding a permanent program director, evaluating the general manager, and investing in off-air fundraising. Help Justice and Unity move BAI beyond conflict toward collaboration and sustainability. Vote for our complete slate, endorsed by ACT UP and others. Go to justiceandunity.com. Thank you.
I am Carl Mackauer. In many of our communities, I qualify as an elder. I am involved as a volunteer and community advisory board member to help save WBAI. Serving on a number of progressive boards and committees, I am shocked by the acrimony and lack of cooperation exhibited by the current LSB. The stakes for WBAI are high. Change is needed for WBAI to survive and grow. Let's invigorate the LSB with new vision, energy, and purpose. I am not interested in personality conflicts, and I will approach the LSB with a clean slate. Vote for me and other independents, especially Bob Young and Alex Steinberg.
I'm Lynn Stewart.
And I'm Ralph Pointer. I led the campaign to free Lynn.
We're so grateful to all of you who helped win my release.
Now Lynn and I want to use our decades of movement experience to help save WBAI by joining a board which must evaluate management, scrutinize the budget, find a program director capable of developing new broadcaster activists, and demand implementation of a sustainability plan.
Please support the entire Justice and Unity slate endorsed by Bernard White and many others.
For unknown reasons, Lynn's online membership didn't register. Please write in Lynn Stewart's name and rank her number one.
You can read my statement at justiceunity.org. Love and struggle.
The views expressed are not those of WBAI management, staff, or current board. To view full candidate statements, visit www.elections.pacifica.org. The following is a statement from a WBAI local station board candidate. The views expressed are not those of WBAI management, staff, or current board. To view full candidate statements, visit www.elections.pacifica.org.
Hi, I'm Eve Moser. These elections are important, and so is your vote. Maybe you noticed that the previous election never took place. That's not a good sign. Meanwhile, a rogue national board is out to destroy Pacifica, and you can see a full account.
Stay tuned. Coming up, Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight.
Thank you.
And I bid you good morning. You're listening to Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight. I'm Catherine, your host, joining you live from the studios of WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. I couldn't resist. I had to play just a bit of music because I'm here live and you're living in color, living in your life, listening to the radio, wondering when you're next going to hear a living voice, a voice speaking to you in the moment of existence. Well, here I am in this moment sharing it with you on this radio program, Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight. We opened with our theme for this show, Earth, by Michelle Indiocello. And we just heard Navai by Halle Garfoni. And now I'm going to play another piece of music by Rita Selby. It's called Free. So please do. And that WBAI is engaged in its fundraising drive. So the number to call to show your support is 212-209-2950. And I have some offers to entice you to make a phone call and a pledge. But it would be much nicer if you would make that phone call before we get to the enticements. 212-209-2950. I'm going to play just a bit more music, and then we will move into our theme for the morning. Stay tuned.
Face and the words that I stood for, you've gently replaced. Arms warmed by your smile, a beat it's whispering. Dry your eyes, give yourself to me. Sometimes it can't be what you want.
Once again, I'm compelled to remind you, yes, we are here at WBAI. We are live and we are in the midst of our fundraising drive. And what better way to raise funds than to help you raise your quotient, your financial intelligence?
commencing realignment sequence.
Ago, my life had collapsed around me. I'd worked myself into exhaustion. My father died suddenly, and my relationships were in turmoil. Little did I know at the time, out of my greatest despair was to come the greatest gift. Been given a glimpse of a great secret. I began tracing the secret back through history. believe all the people who knew this. They were the greatest people in history. To do was share the secret with the world. I began searching for people alive today who know the secret. One by one, they began to emerge.
Do you know this secret gives you everything you want? Happiness, health, and wealth.
You can have, do, or be anything you want.
We can have whatever it is that we choose. I don't care how big it is.
What kind of a house do you want to live in?
Do you want to be a millionaire?
What kind of a business do you want to have?
Do you want more success?
What do you really want?
I've seen many miracles take place in people's lives. Financial miracles, miracles of physical healing, mental healing, healing in relationships.
All of this happened because of knowing how to apply the secret.
This is the great secret of life.
You've probably been sitting there wondering, what is the secret? I'll tell you how I have come to understand it. We all work with one infinite power. We all guide ourselves by exactly the same laws. The natural laws of the universe are so precise that we don't even have any difficulty building spaceships, we can send people to the moon, and we can time the landing with the precision of a fraction of a second. I don't care if you're in India, if you're in Australia, New Zealand, Stockholm, or London, or Toronto, or Montreal, or New York. We're all working with one power, one law. It's attraction. The secret is the law of attraction. Everything that's coming into your life, you are attracting into your life. And it's attracted to you by virtue of the images you're holding in your mind. It's what you're thinking. You see, whatever is going on in your mind, you are attracting to you. Now, wise people have always known that. You can go right back to the ancient Babylonians. They've always known this. It's a small, select group of people. Why do you think that 1% of the population earns around 96% of all the money that's being earned? Do you think that's an accident? It's no accident. It's designed that way. They understand something. They understand the secret. And you are being introduced to the secret.
The simplest way for me to look at the law of attraction is if I think of myself as a magnet, and I know that a magnet will attract to it.
Very basically put, the law of attraction says that like attracts like, but we're really talking at a level of thought.
Our job as humans is to hold on to the thoughts of what we want, make it absolute clear in our minds what we want, and from that we start to invoke one of the greatest laws in the universe, and that's the law of attraction. You become what you think about most, but you also attract what you think about most.
If you see it in here, you're going to hold it here.
And that principle can be summed up in three simple words. Thoughts become things.
What most people don't understand is a thought has a frequency. Every thought has a frequency. We can measure a thought. And so if you're thinking that thought over and over and over again, or if you're imagining in your mind, okay, having that brand new car, having the money that you need, building that company, finding your soulmate, if you imagine what that looks like, you're emitting that frequency on a consistent basis.
Thoughts are sending out that magnetic signal that is drawing the parallel back to you.
See yourself living in abundance, and you will attract it. It always works. It works every time with every person.
Here's the problem. Most people are thinking about what they don't want, and they're wondering why it shows up over and over and over again.
The law of attraction doesn't care whether you perceive something to be good or bad, or whether you don't want it or whether you do want it. It's responding to your thoughts. So if you're sitting there looking at a mountain of debt, feeling terrible about it, that's the signal you're putting out to the universe. Wow, I feel really bad because of all this debt I've got. You're just affirming it to yourself. You feel it on every level of your being. That's what you're going to get more of.
The law of attraction is really obedient. When you think of the things that you want and you focus on them with all of your intention, the law of attraction will give you what you want every time. When you focus on the things that you don't want, I don't want to be late, I don't want to be late, you really are calling that into existence. The law of attraction doesn't hear that you don't want it, and so it's going to show up over and over and over again. The law of attraction is not biased to wants or don't wants. It manifests the things that you're thinking of.
The law of attraction is always working. Whether you believe it or understand it or not, it's always working.
It's working as much as you're thinking. Anytime your thoughts are flowing, the law of attraction is operational. When you're thinking about the past, present, or the future, the law of attraction is working. It's an ongoing process. You don't press pause, you don't press stop. It is forever in action, as your thoughts are.
Creation is always happening. Every time an individual has a thought or a prolonged, chronic way of thinking, they're in the creation process. Something is going to manifest out of those thoughts.
Law of attraction says, we'll give you whatever it is you say and focus on. And so if you're complaining about how bad it is, what you're creating is more of how bad it is.
Oh, look, I got that.
I had a student named Robert. Robert was a gay man, and he was taking an online course I have, part of which entails email access to me. And he outlined all of the grim realities of his life. In his job, all the people ganged up on him. And it was constantly stressful because of how nasty they were with him. When he walked down the street, he said every block he was accosted by homophobic people who wanted to abuse him in some way. He was wanting to become a stand-up comedian. And when he went out and did a stand-up comedy job, everybody heckled him about being gay. And his whole life was one of a lot of unhappiness and misery, and it all focused around this idea of being attacked because he was gay. I began to teach him that he was focusing on what he did not want. I directed him back to his email that he sent me and said, read it again. Look at all the things you do not want that you're telling me about. And I can tell you're very passionate about this. When you focus on something with a lot of passion, it makes it happen even faster. And then he really started taking this thing about focusing on what you want to heart. And he began really trying. What happened within the next 6 to 8 weeks was absolutely a miracle. He said that all the people in his office that had been harassing him either transferred to another department, quit working at the company, or started totally leaving him alone, and he began to love his job. He noticed that when he was walking down the street that nobody came up to him and harassed him anymore. They just weren't there.
I'm a very, very gay man.
When he went and did his stand-up comedy routines, he started getting standing ovations and nobody was heckling him. His whole life changed because he changed from focusing on what he did not want, what he was afraid of, what he wanted to avoid, to focusing on what he did want.
So we may be very positive in our outlook and orientation, and we tend to attract positive people and positive events and circumstances. We may be very negative in our orientation or very angry, in which case we tend to attract negative, angry people and negative, angry circumstances.
And so you end up attracting to you the predominant thoughts that you're holding in your awareness, whether those thoughts are conscious or whether they're unconscious. That's the rub.
If you look very carefully when it comes to the secret and the power of our mind, and the power of our intention in our daily lives, it's all around us. All we got to do is open our eyes and look.
You can see law of attraction everywhere. You draw everything.
And you're listening to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. I'm Catherine Davis, and you're listening to Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight. And you've been listening to scenes from a DVD called The Secret, Extended Edition. And we are offering this to you today for your pledge of support to WBAI. And it's not too prohibitive, I don't think. It's a $50 pledge of support to WBAI when you call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950, The Secret Extended Edition. Now, this is a movie that came out some time ago. It's been updated and extended, but the need for understanding the relationship between our thoughts, our feelings, and the creation within our lives is very real. And this is an opportunity to be reminded that whatever the life looks like at this moment, there's a relationship between what's happening in your life and what's happening inside of yourself. That's really the essence of these teachings. And the movie itself, the DVD, is a way of surrounding yourself and reminding yourself that you have within you an infinite power to change, to transform and uplift your life, the state of your abundance, the state of your relationships. We are very powerful beings when we take responsibility and when we understand how things happen. The basic universal laws that underlie the truth of our experience, the truth of our lives. The movie itself, this is the new extended edition of the groundbreaking feature-length movie presentation, which reveals the great secret of the universe. It has been passed throughout the ages, traveling through centuries to reach you. This is the secret to everything, the secret to unlimited joy, health, money, relationships, love, youth, everything you have ever wanted. In this astonishing program are all the resources you will ever need to understand and live the secret. For the first time in history, the world's leading scientists, authors, and philosophers will reveal the secret that utterly transformed the lives of every person who ever knew it, including Plato, Newton, Carnegie, Beethoven, Shakespeare, Einstein, and yourself, providing you find this interesting and will respond to this program. And really what you're responding to is your own desire, your own attraction, to bring that wonderful expression into your life. We live in challenging times in many ways, but the best way to navigate challenging times is to come into one's center and begin to navigate life based on your deepest wisdom and your connection to age-old truths. And that's why this DVD is important. It's not really a movie or a documentary. The Secret is more of a video seminar, a presentation featuring a series of authors, philosophers, doctors, quantum physicists, entrepreneurs, and spiritual practitioners expounding on the powers of the secret. Probably the most well-known of the presenters are Jack Canfield, author of Chicken Soup for the Soul and The Success Principles, So that's one of the most famous. I happen to think, and my favorite person in The Secret is Michael Bernard Beckwith, who's a pretty prolific and profound spiritual teacher in his own right. So what is The Secret exactly? The principle can be summed up in three simple words. Thoughts become things, proclaims writer Mike Dooley, author of Notes from the Universe. Put it another way, it's the power of positive thinking and how it can be applied to attracting more money, better health, and relationships, and have a profound impact on your ability to have happiness and joy within your life. Most of the material here is given in a straightforward manner, with the presenter simply talking into the camera to address the audience directly, which is good because it avoids the trap of pretense. On the other hand, it has quick edits between presentations so that there is a lot of movement and illustration of the ideas and a way for you to integrate. So you hear the direct teaching as offered to you by these various presenters, and then the movie goes into little vignettes to show you, to explain from that visual perspective the point that's being made. So on this extended edition, there are some special features, but first, those who are in the film itself are Rhonda Byrne, Bob Proctor, Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith, Neil Donald Walsh, Jack Canfield, among others. In the special features are audio commentary by producer Paul Harrington and executive producer Rhonda Byrne. There's a summary of The Secret, the behind-the-scenes features, deleted sequence, and outtakes. So you get a deeper sense of what's happening on the extended version. And we're asking you for a pledge of $50 when you call 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. The Secret has traveled through centuries to reach you. And the truth is, those of us who are subject to everyday occurrences in our lives, the education systems, the humdrum jobs, the commute to and from work, the brutal schedules that we have to sometimes work from early morning to late in the evening, it doesn't really give a lot of time for the consideration of how our life is traveling, how we're traveling through this life. And very often, we walk through life as if we're being burdened by the responsibilities, and very often it feels like we're carrying a very heavy load. And we don't really have the time to sit down and contemplate and reorganize and look at what we want to change and begin to make those steps to change our life, to find the job that's rewarding, to be able to cultivate the relationships that will serve and nourish us. It isn't necessarily that we need to trash our relationships and go get new ones. It's how do we cultivate our relationships so that it becomes nourishing instead of a point of stress? And how do we cultivate our workspace so that you don't necessarily have to quit your job or be fired from your job, but how do you work with the people that you are engaged with in such a way that it's more nourishing and less deleterious and less of a struggle? And so really what The Secret is saying, it's presented in a way that makes it seem as if it's magic. You just, you know, snap your fingers and you can change things around. But truthfully, it's about going within yourself and beginning to pay very close attention to what it is that you are saying and what it is that you are thinking and what it is that you are feeling, because that is what will color all of our experiences. And once you come into this realization that you may have gotten fired from your job because inside you are hating your job, or you might have split up in a relationship because inside you are bored and frustrated with that relationship. And if you are thinking these things and feeling these things and repeating these negative messages to yourself, that energy seeps from you, flows through your own innate power to create, and begins to create or continues to create in the world the chaos that you will be, that you experience. So when we begin to take control and awake ourselves to paying attention to that which we want to hold for ourselves, that which we want to create, we begin to put right use to our natural power of creation. So if you can begin to have thoughts of appreciation for the person in your life, the people in your life, if you can begin to have appreciation for the work or the income that you have, if you can begin to have appreciation for your journey to get you at least where you are now, for the opportunities that are arising, then things will begin to shift within your life. And it's not the easiest task to do when we've had certainly many years in our own life of repeating the same patterns. But not just that, it's in our DNA, because our parents and our ancestors, many of them were repeating these patterns. And then it's reinforced with the programming that we watch on TV and that we get through many forms of media, that we get through education. You know, shut up, sit down, do your work, do your job, stay in your place. You'll never be successful. You better do this. You can't be free. You can't take a chance. You have to take the safe route. So we get programmed with all these messages that keep us paralyzed. And so there's a need to re-educate ourselves systemically from the inside out. And this particular program, The Secret, is a very powerful tool that we can use to realign our awareness, to show us how we can go deep within ourselves and put ourselves into a state of purposeful direction, so that when we move into the world with our thoughts aligned with our purpose, we can begin to see the transformation occur before our eyes. So it's not the greatest secret in the world, but it is a very powerful universal principle that is being taught in this DVD, The Secret. And we're asking you to make a pledge of support to WBAI in the amount of $50. And for that $50 pledge, we'll thank you with a copy of this DVD, The Secret. We have another few programs that you can listen to that also are useful tools and powerful tools to help us make that transformation from being stuck and stagnant in our lives into being uplifted, motivated, and moving in the direction of our truest purpose and of our truest desires. And one of the speakers in the movie The Secret is, as I said earlier, Michael Bernard Beckwith. And we also have his program. It's a 2-CD program. And we are asking for a pledge, I believe it is a $75 pledge for this 2-CD program. And it's powerful. It's called True Abundance, Practices for Living from the Overflow. And as I said, it's a 2-CD set. And you can have that as a gift for your pledge of $75. Michael Bernard Beckwith is the founder and spiritual director of the Agape International Spiritual Center, a trans-denominational community in Los Angeles. He is the founder of the University of Transformational Studies and Leadership and an international speaker and teacher of meditation. Beckwith is a featured teacher in the film The Secret and has appeared on The Oprah Winfrey Show, Larry King Live, and Larry King Live. His books include Spiritual Liberation, Fulfilling Your Soul's Potential, Inspiration of the Heart, Life Visioning, and A Manifesto of Peace. So he's has a very profound background and has a wealth of resources to offer us. And in this particular program, True Abundance, Practices for Living from the Overflow, we will thank you with this 2-CD program for your pledge of $75. When we find ourselves wanting more money or material wealth, what is it that we are really seeking? According to Michael Bernard Beckwith, what we long for is true abundance, an inner connection to the inexhaustible cosmic source that is right within us and all around us. On True Abundance, this visionary teacher offers practical guidance for overcoming the obstacles that give rise to the illusion of scarcity, which limits our access to prosperity. The universe wants to support you, teaches Beckwith. It wants to express its material, creative, and spiritual bounty through you. Here he presents practices and techniques for inviting the flow of abundance into your life, including strategies for changing your relationship with money, how to align your financial needs with your spiritual purpose, 2, activating the law of circulation, how you can amplify your capacity for wealth through trust and generosity. And it also includes 5 guided meditations for visioning your life's purpose, dissolving your fears around money, and turning your body temple into a vehicle for abundance. If everyone on the planet took a deep breath at the same time, there would still be plenty of air for us all. When we learn to see how much the universe is willing to support us and accept that we are worthy to receive what is freely given, then we open the doors to a life of authentic wealth with true abundance. So this is a CD program, a 2-CD program, True Abundance, Michael Bernard Beckwith. And you have an opportunity now to call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Make a pledge of $75 for the 2-CD program, True Abundance, with Michael Bernard Beckwith. And you can also offer a $50 pledge of support, and we'll thank you with the DVD, The Secret. And we also have another special premium we're offering you this evening, and that is a Deepak Chopra DVD called The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success. And this DVD can be yours for a pledge of $65. Now, for those of you who want the full tutelage, want to go all the way towards understanding what it means to be abundant and successful in a very wholesome, spiritual, coherent way that allows you to open up to the natural abundance that's available to you based on being able to follow the principles and laws of the universe. All 3 of these premiums, the Secret DVD, the True Abundance CD program by Michael Bernard Beckwith, and the Deepak Chopra DVD, The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success, all 3 of these, which are 2 DVDs and 2 CDs, can be yours for a pledge of $150 when you call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. I'm going to play an excerpt from the Michael Beckwith True Abundance CD program. But I want to tell you a little bit about this whole pack. The Secret Success and Abundance DVD CD package. The Secret Success and Abundance DVD and CD pack. And within that are The Secret, which individually would be a $50 pledge, as well as the Deepak Chopra's Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, individually would be a $65 pledge, and Michael Bernard Beckwith, True Abundance, Living from the Overflow alone would be a $75 pledge. You can receive all three of these for the $150 pledge and ask for the Secret Success and Abundance DVD CD pack. It's a mouthful, but it is a powerful complement of programs that you can use to keep yourself uplifted, encouraged, in alignment, and nourished towards achieving not just your goals, but to be in alignment towards your mission, to be in alignment towards your passion, to be in alignment towards allowing the natural abundance that's available to you to manifest in your life. It's a very powerful program that we're offering you, this complement of many speakers, many experts on how you can realign, re-educate, and begin to act in such a way that you interact with universal principle to bring about the best outcomes for your experiences and for your life. You have the power to change the way you're living. You have the power to be able to bring forth all that you need in this life, because you don't have to know all the answers. What it is bringing yourself in alignment with the vibration, with the energy that the universe is already providing. Just like there's plenty there to allow for the natural world to flourish, we are a part of that world, and we too can flourish. The number is 212-209-2950. I'm going to go to True Abundance, Michael Bernard Beckwith, and that alone can be yours for a pledge of $75, or in combination with the Secret Success and Abundance pack at the $150 level. So let's hear a bit of True Abundance, Practices for Living from the Overflow.
Let's talk about money. People have such a charge about money. Some people are addicted to it. Some people hate it. Some people say it's the root of all evil. Some people hoard it as if it's the most important thing in the world. There's such a misunderstanding about money. Money represents a promissory note. It is a note of promise, of energy that will be delivered. So money is literally representing energy. And when you hand over money to someone, there's a promise that that money can then be translated and transmuted into energy. Perhaps it's the energy that someone is using to bake some bread right now. Perhaps it's the energy someone's using to teach a child in a school. Perhaps it's the energy that someone's using to do a medical procedure. It's the circulation of energy that allows people to share and give their gifts. It's a medium of exchange of energy. It is not material yet, because people have a material concept of it, They see it as finite. They see that there's not enough of it for themselves, and oftentimes seek to hoard it or keep it from circulating out from them. And then there are other people who see it as the root of evil. No, the exchange of energy is not the root of evil. It is the love of money that is the root of evil, or the love of the material concept of money that is the root of evil. So the question is, what is true prosperity? What is true abundance? What is true wealth? True abundance and true wealth have a couple of meanings here today. One, we live in a field of inexhaustible energy, an inexhaustible field of good that is everywhere in its fullness, and it is oftentimes called divine substance. It's primarily invisible, but it shows up, makes itself visible as that which we need when we need it. But true abundance is first an awareness that everything real, everything eternal, everything worthwhile is invisible, intangible, yet substantial. Like love. You can't tie love up. You can't lock love down. Love is an awareness, a feeling of the total givingness of the universe that is everywhere present. Yet, if someone has a material concept of love, they would try to manipulate someone, cajole someone, imprison someone to get something from someone called love, when in fact, they would be having a material concept of something that's ineffable. This is true of money. This is true of abundance. This is true of wealth. It is divine substance. So on one hand, there are people that think it's the root of all evil. They don't want to have anything to do with it. On the other hand, people see it as material, it's finite, and they want to hoard it. Both individuals have to transcend that point of view and come to an understanding that there's more than enough of the ineffable divine substance to go around. And we must allow it to be okay for us to have money. Not to fall in love with money, not allowing it to be the source of our happiness, but a medium of exchange of energy. It's okay to have abundance. It's okay to have prosperity. It's okay to have wealth. You're already swimming in it. You're already living, moving, and having your beingness in it. You now have to come to terms with it and let it be okay with you. So if you're one that has the tendency to think that it's finite and there's not enough to go around, you may want to look out and see abundance everywhere. You may want to look out and see the blades of grass, the grains of sand. You may want to look out, just allow your mind to go on a hunt for abundance that is everywhere all around you, and then begin to think that all of that abundance that you see is merely the tip of the iceberg of that which you can't see. And you may want to then open yourself up to so appreciate who you are as the very image and the very likeness of God. Come to such appreciation as to who and what you really are that there's no holes in you to be mended. There's nothing in you to be fixed, that it becomes all right for you to have and share and circulate this abundance of the universe. As a matter of fact, this is why you are here. The word human, which comes from a Sanskrit sign, MN, the word man came from, has as its original meaning the dispenser of divine gifts. Humanity, from a very ancient perception from the Sanskrit, means the dispenser of divine gifts. So you are here to feel yourself living in a sea of abundance, to dispense divine gifts everywhere you go. Now, you can't do that if you think you don't have something. You can't do that if you don't feel that you're worthy. You can't do that if you feel that there's lack or limitation somewhere. So you have to begin with a deep and an abiding self-love and appreciation and do some inner work around that. And begin to see yourself as a dispenser of the gifts of the universe so that you create an endless path of circulation in the wake that you leave behind you. Just as a boat leaves a wake behind it as it's soaring through the ocean, the wake that you leave behind you on the earth plane is a wake of generosity, a wake of love, a wake of prayer, a wake of creativity, a wake of beauty. So as you're moving through life, the wake that follows you, the mystic indicated that joy is the evidence of God. The joy is the living evidence of the Spirit. And so joy is not something the world can give you, and ultimately is not something that the world can take away. It becomes an active quality of your being, the activity of your awareness. You begin to notice that joy can be in your awareness whether things are going according to plan or not going according to plan. Sometimes when people move through a tremendous state of joy, well-being, connectedness, a sense of bliss, a sense of overflowing gratitude, they will sometimes inadvertently say, I went into an altered state and I just felt so connected. I was so in joy and I was so grateful to be alive. But in reality, the fear and the doubt and the worry and the sense of restriction and lack of limitation, that's the altered state. Your natural state and your supernatural state and your real state is the state of joy, creativity, and gratitude.
So that was Michael Bernard Beckwith, a very powerful speaker and inspiration, I would say. I find him to be quite inspiring in his delivery, but also because his knowledge is so profound. And we're offering you an opportunity to use this as your motivation for really understanding your life. Now, these are it's a two CD program. It's actually, it's an education. It's a way of realigning yourself. And the session one, the first CD, is called The Law of Circulation. And session two is Practices for True Abundance. So between these two CD programs, you will have gone a long way towards acting in the way, understanding the concepts, integrating into your being, how you can really begin to change your life in such a way that you will be truly abundant. Because we're not just talking about financial abundance. Of course, everyone needs to be financially abundant so that, you know, to make it a little more comfortable to live in the world. But grasping for the money isn't what does it. It's recognizing the abundance that is flowing through you innately to appreciate all that you are and all that you have and all that you are capable of, to appreciate those talents, to have gratitude for what you bring to the world, and to honor and respect yourself. That is part of what it means to be abundant. And to really, really understand the true magnitude of who you are as a being of divine origin, who you are as a being who is innately sovereign and free. We have been programmed into being mental slaves, into being economic slaves of a system in which a tiny portion of people hoard the massive amount of resources and keep it stagnant and just hold on to it. And because they're holding on to it, there's this need, this hunger for more. And what do? They start squeezing and bleeding and pulling and making it harder for us as everyday divine beings in this world. It makes it very hard to survive because every drop of resource is being squeezed out. Well, it's time to get off that merry-go-round. It's time to get off that hamster wheel, and it's time to reclaim your own power. And this is what this material is about. It's reclaiming your own power. It's understanding the truth of who you are. It's providing you tools that are going to keep you in alignment with universal principle so that as you go forward, you'll be able to manifest that which you choose rather than running around dancing to somebody else's tune. And it's not about giving up. It's not about quitting. It's about understanding our thoughts, our feelings, and our actions in every moment. And as we take responsibility, the world begins to shift around us. It's very dynamic. It's very multidimensional. It's really understanding the fullness of our power as creative divine beings in this world, which is creative and divine and connected to these cosmic universal principles that have to do with all of the creation. It's not about believing in God, really. It's about understanding the principles by which creation occurs. It's understanding the principles by which manifestation happens. And the truth is, we are creating. We are manifesting. The question is, what are we creating? Are we creating a life that's a nightmare? Are we creating a life in which we are enslaved? Are we creating an opportunity to be free, sovereign, and successful? It may not be an easy process from point A to point E, but it makes the journey a joyful expression. When you are applying these principles and you start to see things arrive in your life, you start to see the opportunities appear, it becomes almost like magic, but it's not magic. It's simply working according to the laws of the universe. And I'm going to share a little bit with you of Deepak Chopra because he really gets into the spiritual laws of success, which are basically the cosmic laws of creation. But I need to remind you that we are in a fundraising drive, and I am asking you to show a pledge of support. You can receive the Deepak Chopra 7 Spiritual Laws of Success for your pledge of $65 when you call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Very, very, very powerful DVD. It's based on the book, the best-selling book by author Deepak Chopra. And the 7 Spiritual Laws of Success offers a life-altering perspective on the attainment of success. And so it's hard to describe because it goes so deep into those principles of universal law. And we don't often think about that. What is the foundation for how the universe works? What is really the foundation for that? And so there are principles. There really are principles upon which the universe functions. And many of the people who are in control, who own all the multinational corporations, who remain in government, in office, you know, year after year after year, till it becomes decade after decade after decade. Well, what does that mean? It means that these are people who understand these principles. These are people who are using these principles for themselves. But for us, we are getting the program. We're getting the learn how to live in fear game. We're getting that you have no power. We're getting you have no control over your life. You must comply. You must sacrifice in order to get ahead. But somehow we don't really ever get ahead, do we? We don't ever really make it into breaking through, into really being fundamentally resourceful. I'm not saying none of us do. Many who listen are. But many of us not. The number to call is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And you can make a pledge of $65 and receive the DVD, Deepak Chopra. It's the 7 Spiritual Laws of Success. You can pledge at the $75 level and receive as your thank you gift, True Abundance, Practices for Living from the Overflow with Michael Bernard Beckwith. That is a $75 pledge of support. And the real comprehensive compilation program for all really the best wisdom on this subject is the DVD, The Secret, which you can receive for your pledge of $50. And the whole package, the Secret Success and Abundance Pack, can be yours for a pledge of $150 when you call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success. The first law is the law of pure potentiality. This law is based on the fact that we are, in our essential state, pure consciousness. Pure consciousness is pure potentiality. It is the field of all possibilities and infinite creativity. The second law of success is the law of giving. This law could also be called the law of giving and receiving, because the universe operates through dynamic exchange. The flow of life is nothing other than the harmonious interaction of all the elements and forces that structure the field of existence. Because your body and your mind and the universe are in constant and dynamic change, stopping the circulation of energy is like stopping the flow of blood. This is the law of giving, or the law of giving and receiving. The third principle of the 7 Spiritual Laws of Success is the law of karma, or cause and effect. Karma is both action and the consequence of that action. It is cause and effect simultaneously, because every action generates a force of energy that returns to us in kind. There is nothing unfamiliar about the law of karma. Everyone has heard the expression, "What you sow is what you reap." Obviously, if we want to create happiness in our lives, we must learn to sow the seeds of happiness. Therefore, karma implies the action of conscious choice-making. The action of conscious choice-making. Whether you like it or not, everything that is happening at this moment is a result of the choices you've made in the past. So karma can be a very powerful principle when you understand that it is truly the action of making a choice. The fourth law of the seven spiritual principles is the law of least effort. And of course, it's my favorite, the law of least effort. This law is based on the fact that nature's intelligence functions with effortless ease and abandoned carefreeness. This is the principle of least action, of no resistance. This is therefore the principle of harmony and love. When we learn this lesson from nature, we easily fulfill our desires. In Vedic science, the age-old philosophy of India, this principle is known as the principle of economy of effort, or do less and accomplish more. Ultimately, you come to the state where you do nothing and accomplish everything. This means that there is just a faint idea, and then the manifestation of the idea comes about effortlessly. What is commonly called a miracle is actually an expression of the law of least effort. Least effort is expended when your actions are motivated by love, because nature is held together by the energy of love. When you seek power and control over other people, you waste energy. When you seek money or power for the sake of the ego, you spend energy chasing the illusion of happiness instead of enjoying happiness in the moment. So this is just part of what you learn about the law of least effort. The fifth principle is the law of intention and desire. This law is based on the fact that energy and information exists everywhere in nature. A flower, a rainbow, a tree, a human body, when broken down to their essential components, are energy and information. The whole universe, in its essential nature, is the movement of energy and information. The only difference between you and a tree is the information and energy content of your respective bodies. You can consciously change the energy and informational content of your own quantum mechanical body and therefore influence the energy and informational content of your extended body, your environment, your world, and cause things to manifest within it. This is the law of intention and desire. The law of detachment. This is law 6. This law says that in order to acquire anything in the physical universe, you have to relinquish your attachment to it. This doesn't mean you give up the intention to create your desires. You give up your attachment to the result. This is a very powerful thing to do. The moment you relinquish your attachment to the result, combining one-pointed intention and detachment at the same time, you will have that which you desire. You will have that which you desire. Anything you want can be acquired through detachment, because detachment is based on the unquestioning belief in the power of your true self. And law 7 is the law of dharma, or purpose in life. So rather than go ahead and read that to you, I am going to see if I can find a clip to talk about the law of dharma. And we're going to go to a clip from Deepak Chopra in the Seven Spiritual Laws of Success. Remember, that this is part of a package which you can receive for your pledge of $150. And the package includes three parts. Excuse me. It includes Deepak Chopra, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, the DVD. Very powerful teaching. It includes the DVD, The Secret. And The Secret has a formidable array of teachers that you will be listening to. And they will be giving you much of the similar encouragement as Deepak Chopra, but more from an intellectual, mental perspective. Deepak Chopra goes deeply into the spiritual resonance of these same principles and universal laws. And the 2-CD program by Michael Bernard Beckwith, True Abundance, Living from the Overflow, he has the principles from the perspective of mind, body, spirit. For me, Michael Beckwith pulls it all together in a way that's very digestible and very clear. And he also offers the meditations. There are actually 5 guided meditations for visioning this process. So it's a very powerful triple hitter for you to be able to move your life forward. The number to call is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950 for a pledge of $150. You will receive this incredible program, a 3-part program on your abundance. And we're calling it the Secret Success and Abundance Pack for a pledge of $150. You can pledge for them individually. The very powerful Michael Bernard Beckwith, True Abundance, Living from the Overflow, is a $75 pledge of support. The deeply spiritual and resonant with natural laws is Deepak Chopra and the DVD, The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success. And for the comprehensive look at this from many different viewpoints and offering you an abundance of understanding, advice, and real direction is the DVD, The Secret. So all three for the package of The Secret Success and Abundance Pack for your pledge of $150. We're going to play an excerpt from Deepak Chopra, The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success. And you can actually pledge for The 7 Spiritual Laws of Success for a $65 pledge, just a $65 pledge. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few moments.
We have arrived at the biggest mystery of all. What is the cosmic plan? What does our life mean in the scheme of the universe? The 7th spiritual law of success is the law of dharma, or purpose in life. Everyone has a purpose in life, a unique gift or special talent to give to others. And when we blend this unique talent with service to others, we experience the ecstasy and exaltation of our own spirit, which is the ultimate goal of all goals. Your unique destiny, your place in the cosmic plan, is known as dharma.
Everybody who's born on this planet has some particular reason for being here. With children these days, we have such a fear of them fitting into society that if someone is, say, good in art but not so good in math, we immediately try to get them a math tutor because we're so afraid they're going to fall behind. Whereas if we really honored the law of dharma, we would get them an art tutor because we would help them to explore that unique talent. A great artist can always hire an accountant to handle their books for them.
Imagine if children at a young age would be embraced in an environment where they could discover their true gifts, where there's no boxes, there's no academics, there's no testing. This is really a playground. an amusement park for the soul.
Dharma implies more than seeking work that you love. Dharma is a shift in consciousness that begins by aligning yourself with your highest vision and then becoming the manifestation of that vision.
I was blessed enough to be able to find my purpose. I'm much more conscious than I was before, to be able to help business people operate in a way that's more respectful to their employees, to their customers, to themselves, to the community at large.
The root of the word dharma in Sanskrit is a verb that means to uphold. This is a valuable clue. You know you've become part of the cosmic design when the universe upholds and supports you.
I believe for myself, every day, every hour, my purpose in life is different. And so if I get so tied up in what my life purpose is, I lose sight of what I need to do on a daily basis. Maybe today my purpose in life is to work 12 hours and get ahead in my career. Maybe that evening my purpose is to be there for a sibling.
The seventh law brings the preceding six laws to fruition. For when you master the dharma, the whole universe is on your side. Every law of nature comes to your aid. Every power supports you spontaneously.
I was at death's door, you know. It was just like a big light, boom. And from then on, I think I've been living in this ever-evolving, spontaneous kind of flow. My life is about connecting with people. That's all I want to do. In my business, a so-called hit. All it means is you're connected to loads of people. Loads of people went, oh, yeah, I get that.
Right. Just come back. Play the little melody at the end.
I think that my purpose in life fundamentally is service. I think that we're here to serve a greater purpose than our ego purposes. I think it brings us a certain level of fulfillment.
Each of us as an individual has something that's really the essence of who we are. And if we're able to express that in every situation in our lives, then according to the law of Dharma, all the other laws fall into place.
Self-exploration isn't a task you accomplish and then abandon. Every person is a never-ending project of the universe. We are ships in the night, and the current that holds us up and carries us toward the dawn is Dharma.
Maybe I hang around here a little more than I should. We both know I've got somewhere else to go. I'm very lucky that I get to experience my own Dharma by many of the things that I'm able to do in my life.
And that was just a little taste of the DVD by Deepak Chopra, The Seven Spiritual Laws of Success, in which he goes deeply into each of these principles as I've described them to you. And we begin to realign ourselves with an understanding of how we can perceive our expression, our journey, our feelings, our thoughts, and how we can take control of that by aligning those feelings and those thoughts with these basic principles. And as we do that, we become more effortless in our life, and we can begin to grow and blossom like all of nature naturally does, effortlessly does. And also for me, the thing that really makes these programs powerful is that it helps us to get off that spin, that speedy feeling, that desperate feeling, that need to survive feeling, that fear of what am I going to do feeling. It really takes you off of that spin and allows you to take a breath to inhale and really exhale and move your awareness inside of yourself instead of constantly being driven by what's going on outside of you, by the judgments, by the needs, by the programming that we receive from childhood onward, to deny the deepest part of ourselves, to deny our intuition, to deny the knowledge that comes into the world with us, that's a part of us. And so it's just so important for us to connect back to who we truly are and to realign ourselves to those principles that support us, that support our life on this planet, that support us in being able to create what we want to create, that support us in having the relationships, the resources that we need in life, and to be grateful for what we do have, because no matter what anyone might say about the struggle of living in this country or in this region of the world, even the poorest here in the United States would be considered wealthy in certain parts of the world. So we each in our lives have something to be grateful for, be it family, be it friends, be it the opportunities we've given, or even the challenges we've had that have caused us to grow and be stronger. So being in that state of connection and gratitude and being centered within ourselves so that we can live our lives with the capacity to have compassion and love rather than be driven by fear and competition. So when we can pull out of that sort of mad world and move into alignment with universal principle, then the madness begins to dissipate as we are manifesting a world according to our understanding, our desires, and our alignment with the universal principle. And part of the mechanism of control of the mass population, which all of us are a part, is keeping into that mad rush, that anxiety-ridden lifestyle, is the mechanism for enslavement. And so when we can move out of that mechanism is when we can attain the freedom of living in the rhythm of our own pace, falling into the rhythm of the natural world, operating according to the principles that are cosmic principles, that are universal principles. And when we are in that alignment, we move into that flow, and things, outcomes, are much more pleasant for us. And even if they are challenging, it just leads to more knowledge and more understanding and greater potentials. So it's powerful. I'm going to go now to share with you a bit more from Michael Beckwith, True Abundance, Practices for Living from the Overflow. And we were talking about purpose in life with the law of Dharma, or purpose in life with Deepak Chopra. And I want to share with you some of Michael Beckwith's perspective. And Michael Beckwith tends to give meditations and affirmations and really motivation to get us into alignment with these principles. So we'll listen to this, and remember the number to call is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. And as you're listening to this, if this is not the best time, remember that this offer is here for you. The question is, are you going to step up and stand up for yourself? Are you going to make a choice to transform your own life? Are you going to take responsibility for the creation of your life, for what your choices have delivered? And are you going to take responsibility for what they will continue to manifest in your life? So it can be done one step at a time. And I believe that we're offering you a series of programs that will be very powerful tools for you to transform your life. It's not, you know, we can look at these DVDs or these CDs and say, oh, they didn't come out. They didn't just come out. They've been out for a while. Well, that may be true in terms of the DVDs and the CDs, but we're talking about basic wisdom that came with the force of the universe. They're the principles of the Big Bang that from which all of existence was created. These are the same principles that we live with now. So these principles are ancient. People understood these at the turn of the century. People understood these during the time of the pharaohs. So these are basic principles of understanding, universal laws, that we are not educated about in school, but we need to educate ourselves and educate our families, educate our children, so that we can begin to create lives and create a world that is free from the toxic overload of control, of programming, of being squeezed from every direction and having nowhere to go because we're paying attention to what's happening outside. But when we bring ourselves to that inner wisdom and connect with the universal truths that flow naturally through us, then we are empowered to manifest a life of beauty. And that's what we're here for. The number to call is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Pledge at the $150 level and receive the whole set, the Secret Success and Abundance Pack. And as I've described, it includes the DVD, The Secret, the updated, expanded edition. Excuse me. You also receive the 7 Spiritual Laws of Success by Deepak Chopra, and it's a beautiful film that really takes you deep into those principles so that you have a comprehension. We need the comprehension because then we can begin to move in that direction and actually hold these intentions and understandings so that our choices are in alignment with the principles that can bring forth the fruit from the tree and bring forth within our lives the manifestation that we desire